We're in a classic, almost holiday home here on the coastal strip of Wanuna. Yes, yeah. What did you see when you first came to this backyard?
Well, we saw a beautiful living space actually already existing outdoors. But the
very
problem,
wide veranda we're
yeah,
standing
very
on.
Very wide veranda with beautiful light and sun coming in during the whole day. But that wasn't enough to cater for all different seasons, and the family needed another space that could cover the winter month as well, because it's a very small existing cottage.
And I think that was one of the key decisions on the job, was that we would retain the existing cottage and not knock a big hole into a perfectly good house.
Mm.
But the cottage didn't cater for... it was just very introverted, so it didn't cater for any sunny spaces in winter. In winter, it was very cramped. And
so it's fantastic in summer, this veranda, but in winter...
It forces the whole family indoors and was cramped and they needed to spread out.
I'm Katrina. I'm the owner of the house and the pod.
Now, what sort of instructions did you give Kat and Brent when you first
when we met
got
up.
A hold of them?
Well, we sat here on the deck and we explained to Brent and Kat that we were really after... We had grandparents, in-laws that came out from England, need to stay for a couple of months each year. We had them in the caravan down in the garden. So what we explained that we wanted them to be sort of housed in a granny flat, but we also wanted that to be kind of that space to be used by us when they weren't here.
Okay, so it's a super granny flat.
Yeah, but it's a granny flat, but then a part of our home.
So almost as if it's their house, but you can come and visit and they're happy to have you over and you're happy to have them over at your place.
So in summer we hand it over to Chris and Dave, like we make it look nice and hand over the keys.
Oh,
and they invite us down to dinner once a week or so. But yeah, so we sort of hand it over in that summertime, and then when they're gone, we claim it back and it becomes our space for spring, winter, and autumn.
When you got the first drawings, could you see what we see now on the drawings, or does that take a special skill to sort of visualise that?
I couldn't. I mean, the drawings are exactly what we've got, but it wasn't until it was here that I could make sense of it, really. Because I mean, even the 3D walkthrough was quite. It was hard to comprehend for my...
So you got the Kevin MacLeod 3D walkthrough and everything?
We got the 3D walkthrough, we did. We did. But, yeah, like, until it became a reality. And for a long time, actually, it didn't feel like ours. It was still Brent and Kat's, you know. It was their design and their build. We were physically kind of part of it. But it took a while for that, I think, that handover from it being their design to us living in it and it becoming our space.
You've got this kind of skeleton... This is a beautiful idea. What are you trying to do here with this lovely charred wood?
Well, it's that is the main design element of the whole pod, is the series of those portal frames. And they structure how you move through the space. They structure private and more public spaces, and that's why they're closer together in the more private areas. And then they erode to the more public living areas and further to the outdoor areas, to the deck at the back and at the front, the entry here. So they just they give a different sense of enclosure as you move through the space. Mm-hmm. And we've charred them with just a gas burner. That was a
kind of makes its own blacker in a way, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Well, basically, it's a pretty old method of protecting timber and also giving it a stain at the same time. And that was a joint effort of the whole family over
to do the charring.
Two weekends, I mean.
Babies and
sensational. Everybody get a hold of the gas.
Katrina's sister, yes, everyone pitched him.
His were the worst, actually, weren't they? Once my dad did, he was.
What, too burnt?
Not burnt enough. A bit light on.
Oh, I'm afraid. I'm going to set it on fire. Well, shall we have a walk? Let's give us a look.
Yeah, okay.
Lead the way.
Oh, me. So we have bedroom.
This is your in-laws.
This is the in-laws'
bedroom when they come here.
Yes, yeah. So they make this their own.
So you still see the bones. I love this—the frame and the plywood in between. What is that?
It's core 10 rusting steel.
Oh, it is steel.
Yeah. It's actually
because it actually has a sort of a fairy surface, but it's
it's almost a leathery.
It's sealed, and it's actually from the museum in
Tasmania.
This is steel, but it's designed to rust.
Yes.
Okay.
it's designed to rust
in the bathroom,
yeah,
so that it doesn't, the rust doesn't continually come out of it.
And a beautiful little kitchen.
So this is, yeah, this is our space when we need it to be.
Oh, this is fabulous.
And you have to know the splashback as well.
That is a nice splashback. That is bits of Lego.
Yep.
With a piece of glass behind it. That is
a lot of Lego. 4,000 bits, wasn't it?
Did you order the Lego especially for the splashback?
No, we.
That
had
is a top idea.
We've had a lot of Lego. We had a massive bucket and had it over the years, and then Sam kind of created this splashback. He thought that would look quite good. So then we had to go. He went onto a lot of the websites, those crazy Lego websites, and he discovered to sort of top up our supply. And it's about, end up being about 4,000 bricks.
So Sam's your...
Husband.
Your husband, right. Yeah. Okay, I don't know whether it's your son or your husband playing with the Lego. Yeah. You have to forgive me.
Well, it's quite funny, actually, because Sam had an operation, a back operation, just as the build started. So he was sort of up in the house being a bit useless, like sitting, standing,
had 6 weeks
watching all these men bustle about in the backyard building. And so that was his little creative kind of... build that he did that sort of became like a reality.
The kids to build it.
That is.
So we decided that looks really good. Let's make it into a real splashback.
That must be something that you don't see very often.
No.
As a unique architectural feature.
That's right. It's end grain exposed Lego. Part of the joy for us was the involvement of Sam and Katrina and the family, because we had from burning the charred timber to finishing all of the plywood internally. That was all left to be lime washed.
Yeah.
And that was, Katrina organised all of that. The Lego splashback, sourcing loads and loads of the elements. Sam was great at finding bargains all over the world to bring pieces into it.
Mm.
But that was particularly joyful to see that sort of level of input from the client. These sort of tattoos up on the... up on the charred beam.
I noticed one that said pod as we walked in. Yeah. It was really sweet. That was kind of charred with a piece of metal over the top of it to stop the charring.
And that's a gate hinge up there, yeah.
Do you think it's changed your life? I know a lot of people say that about different rooms and different spaces or the way you live.
Yes. Oh, yeah, completely. But in a really easy way. Like it's just, it feels probably because we're part of the build and it just, we've eased into it. And, I mean, over the 2 years, it's been probably 2.5 years, we're using it differently and more as the years go by.
Mm.
It's just building it more into our day-to-day. Mm. And, I mean, it's funny, but I only slept in here for the first time a couple of months ago. Mm. Like, me and Claudia slept down here. That was the first time in, 2 years?
Yeah.
So it's sort of, it's funny, like, I've never used it as a bedroom because I haven't needed to, but...
You discovered you had a grown-up cubby house all of a sudden.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, I suspect, because my daughter's 13, I suspect the teenage rich... Yeah, it'll either become us escaping the teenagers or it'll become her space.
I could almost guarantee
that. I don't know, maybe it's a battle. I don't know.
That's gorgeous.
But, yeah, so it has. It's sort of eased into our life, but it's enhanced what we've got and how we live so wonderfully.
So how's business, Kat? How is it being an architect in the Illawarra lately?
It's been really great because Brent and I have worked in Sydney previously and we made quite a conscious decision to leave the city and work in a more regional area.
Mm.
And we found that to be extremely rewarding because our clients are different. People here tend to really get engaged with the project and it tends to have a bigger impact on their lives because the projects we work on are not investment properties, generally speaking. Mm. We're really interested in discovering how people live and how we can enhance the way they live with our architecture. So projects generally have been smaller, but much more involved on a personal level, which has been really great. We can possibly also do something for families who might not consider themselves a client for architects, because this is really quite a small project that has made a big difference to how Sam and Katrina live here.